Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm in New York City. If it sounds different, it's because it is different, because I'm on the road. And is this a great country or what? Is this a great time to be alive or what? When you can take a business like mine on the road, it's pretty cool. And it's but the only thing that's cooler than that is when I get to talk to our good friend Nancy Rozanoff. Nancy is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Making Money Through Intuition and also Knowing When It's Right. And she is our intuition expert. Nancy, welcome back to the show.
I'm so glad to be here. You know, and I'm the constant voice to remind everybody that we can live outside the box, that there's so much more to life, and we all get hung up by the way we think about things and problems in our lives. And small business people are trying to do it all, so it's easy to get so stuck in the way in a problem or in thinking that just because something looks bad, it is bad.
Well, that's true, Nancy. And
so I'm the constant voice here.
I want to, we know we can always count on you, Nancy. I want to talk about, in a minute, I want to talk about the tension, the challenge, the balance between logic and intuition.
Yes.
But before we do that, I know that you feel as I do, that you're thinking about and praying for all the folks in the Gulf Coast region who've been impacted by this terrible hurricane. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
Well, yes, with you, just our prayers and our thoughts that people find safety, that people are cooperative and supportive of each other and loving of each other, which I know they are in these times especially, and that we do what we all need to do.
Well,
you know, one of the things of this great country is how good people are, how mm-hmm. good we are at helping people in a crisis.
Well, you know, it's interesting how the United States responds to devastation and disasters in other parts of the world. I'm thinking back on the tsunami that hit South Asia.
Yes.
Over the winter and the response of the United States. You know, this was nothing less than a tsunami down there.
Yes.
In fact, it was worse than a tsunami because of the wind. In addition to the flood. And so, you know, I'm not saying it was on the you know, multi-thousand mile scale that the tsunami was, but in terms of that region, it was actually more devastating than a tsunami.
Yes.
And so it'll be interesting to see how humanity pulls together down there in that part of the world. And I'm worried about it because I think Nancy, this may be the most significant storm. Maybe even worse than Andrew, worse than Camille, worse than in terms of the widespread devastation and how long it'll take folks to recover from that.
Wow.
What do you think?
Well, I don't know. You know, we'll have to see. I know that it is devastating right now and that there's tremendous turmoil.
Yeah.
And I also know that everything, you know, that there's so much also. I mean, I don't need to be so Pollyanna about it all, but there's an opportunity here too.
All right, talk to us about that.
Well, there's always an opportunity in any crisis for people to open their hearts, to be more compassionate, to be creative, to rebuild. The rebuilding. I mean, every point of the process is important. So that right now people are being hit by the disaster. So we want to stay with them in terms of that and feel for them and be empathetic. And we also want to look forward to, well, what's the great good that can come out of this?
Well, you know,
for
the rest of us, Nancy, and maybe for the folks who've been impacted down there now, at least for some of them, I think it puts in perspective in what's really important in life.
Exactly right.
You know, I mean, we get so excited about material things, even our homes. As much as we love our homes, I heard a young lady being interviewed this week, and she said, you know, I lost everything. I even lost my home. But she said, you know what, I can replace a home.
Right.
And I can replace all these other things. And, and, And so I think that's something, as all of us rush around in our lives and we worry about this deal and that deal and you know, whether we have the newest clothes or something, you know, fancy to eat or whatever it might be, we have to realize that that's not the most important thing in the world, is it, Nancy?
It really is not. That the fact that we're breathing, that we're alive, that we're creative, mm-hmm. that we have vision, that these things are the things that are sustaining.
Well, I have no concerns about how well the people in Louisiana and Mississippi and parts of Alabama are going to recover from this. I have no concerns about that at all. I know that they will.
Yeah.
I do know that it's going to be painful, and it's going to require the help from all of us. It's going to require all of us to assist them and to provide some help. And it'll be interesting to see, I think, for the world to see how well the United States will pull together to help that area heal itself.
Right, to really rebuild it, which mm-hmm. could be a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's a wonderful part. It's a gem of our country, right?
Yeah.
It has so
oh,
much
yeah. well, the history go, the
and
history
value.
Goes, as, the history goes back as far down there as anywhere in the country.
Yes.
Yeah, no question about it. Nancy, where's the logic in all this? Huh? If I'm a totally logical person, or if I'm a totally illogical, I'm a totally intuitive person. Well, how do I sort through these things?
Well, you see, this is the thing. Our logical mind is like a grid. It likes to put a grid on everything and create a pathway.
We like right angles, don't we? We don't like curly.
We really do.
We don't like curly
cues.
We like
line.
Everything to be squared away.
We like a straight line, and we like things in order. But that's not really the way things are. That's not the way life is.
There are no parallel lines in nature.
No, there really aren't. It's all curves and it's all mixed up in a way, but it's logical in its own way. It's like you'd never look at the sky and see the stars and think that looks messy, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's got an incredible order to it, but it's not at all on a grid. And it's the same way with a whole field of flowers, wildflowers. You would never think that it's messy or out of order, but it is not on a grid. And so the intuitive part of our mind knows how to looks at life, looks at our whole life or what's in front of us, not from a sense of, well, is this fitting into the grid that I think it should?
Mm-hmm.
Or where the intuitive mind sees the beauty that it is.
Well, one thing about it, just about the time your logical mind thinks it's got everything squared away, along comes nature. Along comes other forces and shows you that it doesn't have everything in grids, as you say, Nancy.
Yes, that's right. You're not quite as powerful as you thought.
That's right. That's right. And that's a humbling experience for some of us. 20 after, we're going to be right back with our good friend Nancy Rozanoff right after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from New York City, not very far away from our good friend Nancy Rozanoff. Right, Nancy? What am I, about 40 miles?
I'm in Pleasantville. I'm about 30 miles away.
About 30 miles away, yeah. Nancy, by the way, folks, is our intuition expert. Heck, she's one of the world's experts on intuition and the author of Knowing When It's Right and the host of an outstanding television show. Nancy, remind us about your show.
Yeah, my show is called The Listening Place. And I interview people, and we talk about intuition, and we talk about consciousness, and we talk about really living without limitation, being who you really are. And
do you ever talk about small business?
We do. I've done. I have several people who we talk about the kind of consciousness of small business, because everybody's in business.
Right.
And we talk about money, and we talk about abundance, and we talk about what does it mean to really be in the world and be a leader and within your own community.
Now that you've got my audience saying, I must be able to watch that show, how do we do that?
Well, you have to check your listings. It's on the American Life Television Network, which is a national network, and it gets picked up by various cable stations around the country. And it's on Sundays at 2:30.
All right. And I hope that's in the afternoon, Nancy.
Yes, that's in the afternoon.
Good. Good for you.
Although we know small business people never sleep.
That's right. Well, we would like to sleep more, but we don't get a chance to sometimes. Nancy, we're talking about the the challenges of trying to be logical in an illogical world, at some point in time...
Well, you know, Ian, when you call it illogical, you make it sound like it's a bad thing.
No, no, I didn't mean to. Let me put it this way. The world certainly isn't, in most ways, certainly isn't very logical. There certainly isn't much of a grid to the world, except
actually,
to the degree that man has made it that way.
That's a good thing, right. And so, see, that's
so if
the
it's not logical,
right,
then it must be illogical, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's duality. You know, what it is it's holistic.
It's not either or, it's both and.
It's neither, yeah, exactly. That it's got an order to it. It's orderly, but it's orderly in a much wholer, broader, interconnected sense than the limitations of logic.
That's what gets us so anxious about our business is we plan. We're going to have the business planning expert Tim Berry on the next hour. We plan and we scheme and we try to develop all these things, and then we find out that those are all good things. It's good to plan. But sometimes things don't always work out according to plan.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not good to plan. Sometimes our planning actually gets in the way of what wants to happen. That we make it all about our mind, our small mind, our thinking in a very detailed, minute, or limited vision way. And we miss the fact that life itself is abundant. And life itself, and you could talk about God, is really wanting to us all to be successful and to be abundant and to be beneficial in our communities.
You know,
be
you
a
were
positive
saying
presence.
You were saying you used the term you said, you know, sometimes it's not good to plan, and I'm going to take issue with you there. I think maybe the way we should say that is it's not good to have a plan that is too rigid.
That's right.
It has to be flexible, doesn't it?
And I'm going to go even further than that and say that sometimes our planning, even if it's not even a rigid plan, it's still based on the way we think things should happen. And that can be a limitation.
Yeah.
That we're not, then we're going to miss the amazing opportunity that's right next door because we're so focused on implementing our plan. Well, and thinking that our plan is the right thing to do.
I don't know how many times, Nancy, I have wanted something and planned for it and worked on it and did everything I could do to make it happen in my own view of how it should be, and it not work out, and I was devastated because I'd worked so hard on it, only to find out an hour or a day or a month or a year later that if it had worked out like I thought, I would have been even more devastated. I would have been
there
in bigger trouble.
Right. Your plan, you were really on a wrong path.
Yeah, I was. And I tell you, you have that happen to you two or three times when something, either God or some providence, you know, pulls you out of the jaws of defeat without you being justified in it.
Well, this is our intuitive intelligence.
When that happens to you a few times, you realize that you're not in control of everything.
This is what I'm saying, is that our intuitive intelligence is much broader than our smaller, mm-hmm. more detailed mind. It really can encompass the wholeness of ourselves and of our life and of what's going on.
How do we get on that track?
Well, yeah. It's a completely different way of living. It's living not so much out of I've got to make everything happen. It's living out of a mindset that everything already is exactly right, and I just want to find the flow.
Mm-hmm.
I want to let myself be part of this amazing flow and go with the inspired ideas that come in my mind. Know that the world is actually wanting me to succeed.
Right. Nancy, give us your website one more time, please.
Okay. It's... you can go to thelisteningplace.com.
All right.
And you can go to rosanoff.com.
That's with
Although
two F's.
I'm in the middle of changing that. So you
and that's where they
far.
Can find your books, too, right?
They can find my books, yeah.
And wherever books are sold. Nancy Rosanoff, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Nancy, for being here. As always, good job. I feel better already now.
Okay, talk to you later.
Thanks, Nancy. See you later. Quick break. Right back with Tom Mast. We're going to talk about oil. Do we have enough? Well, some of us don't have enough right now, and what we have is too expensive, isn't it? The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Stay with us.
And I know you believe in me. Oh, yeah.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.